This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An emergency special session of the United Nations General Assembly is underway with the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaching. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the emergency session, calling 1 year of war a grim milestone.
An affront to our collective conscience. It is a violation of the United Nations Charter and international law.
Ukraine's foreign minister is urging nations to pass a resolution calling for a peace that ensures his country's sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity.
This vote will go down in history.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We will see where the nations of the world stand.
Russia's ambassador called what he described as the Ukrainian crisis a catalyst for visceral Russophobia. The resolution will be put to a vote in the 193-member General Assembly Thursday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia has said it will not test fire a hypersonic missile during joint naval drills with China and South Africa, contradicting early reports in Russian state media. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
A senior Russian naval official told a news conference in Richards Bay on South Africa's east coast that the country had no plans to fire the Zircon missile during the 10-day exercise, Reuters reported Wednesday. A frigate that carries the weapon, the Admiral Gorshkov, is in South African waters, one of several Russian ships deployed to exercise Mosey 2. South Africa has been heavily criticized for going ahead with the exercises, which coincide with the first anniversary of the ongoing Ukraine war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida say a gunman opened fire on two television journalists reporting on a murder scene in the city of Orlando, killing one and injuring the other. This is VOA News. Orange County Sheriff John Mina told reporters the suspected gunman, 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses, was arrested shortly after the shooting of the two journalists.
The shooting this morning, the two shootings of the two news reporters, and the shooting of the mother and the 9-year-old child are all connected. The same suspect, Mr. Moses, is responsible for all those shootings. He's been charged, formally charged, in the murder this morning, and we expect charges soon on all of the other victims.
Moses is also facing criminal charges in the fatal shooting of a 9-year-old girl and the wounding of her mother inside their nearby home around the same time the journalists were attacked. The suspect, who has a lengthy arrest record, is also charged with killing a woman in her 20s who was shot just hours earlier. Sheriff Mina says Moses was an acquaintance of the murdered woman, but did not appear to have any connection to the reporters or the mother and her 9-year-old child. Violence is flaring Thursday, hours after a deadly gun battle with Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank killed 10 Palestinians. Palestinian militants in Gaza have launched rockets at southern Israel, and Israeli aircraft have struck targets in the coastal enclave. The bloodshed extends one of the deadliest periods between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
The raid, which reduced a building to rubble and left a series of shops riddled with bullets, was one of the bloodiest battles in nearly a year of fighting in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Palestinian officials say a 72-year-old man is among the dead and over 100 people wounded. The brazen raid, coupled with the high death toll, raises the prospect of further bloodshed. A similar raid last month was followed by a deadly Palestinian attack outside a Jerusalem synagogue, and the Hamas militant group warning that its patience is running out. I'm Charles Deladesma.
The UN Refugee Agency and 118 humanitarian and developmental parties are appealing for more than $1 billion to assist over 2 million South Sudanese refugees and host communities in five countries. VOA's Elisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports South Sudan is facing multiple problems, including a fragile peace agreement, sporadic violence, and climate-related disasters. It adds 4 years of unrelenting flooding has caused immeasurable damage to people's farmlands, livestock, and livelihoods. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says South Sudanese refugees are unable to go home under such conditions and will likely remain in their countries of asylum for the foreseeable future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.